Fear Allah, O servant of Allah, by fulfilling that which Allah has made obligatory upon you, and staying away from the prohibitions. For indeed, if we do this, this is the sign of happiness and joy in this life and safety in the hereafter. We should give thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and be obedient to Him, especially in the times and the places where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has specified that we should obey Him more. We be more obedient to Him in certain places and in certain times. وَمِنْ ذَلِكَ عِبَادَ اللَّهِ الْأَشْهُرُ الْحُرُمُ التي عظمها الله سبحانه وتعالى في كتابه. قال الشيخ الوالد محمد بن صالح العثيمين رحمه الله تعالى: قد جعل الله سبحانه وتعالى الزمان 12 شهرا، منها 4 حرم، 3 منها متواليات، ذو القعدة وذو الحجة والمحرم، شهر الله المحرم، وشهر مفرد هو الذي بين جمادى وشعبان وهو رجب. Our noble Shaykh ibn Uthaymeen رحمه الله تعالى, he mentioned once that Allah has made the time into 12 months. From these 12 months, there are 4 months that are sacred. 3 of them, they come one after the other. Dhul-Qi'dah, Dhul-Hijjah, and the Muharram that we are in now, Shahrullah al-Muharram, the first month of the Hijri calendar. And then there is one by itself between Jumada and Sha'ban, which is Rajab. وَلَهَانَ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ أَن نَظْلِمَ أَنفُسَنَا فِيهِنْ وَهَذِهِ الشُّهُورَ الْأَرْبَعَةِ شُهُورُ الْمُحْتَرَمَاتِ وَمُعَظَّمَاتِ فِي الْجَاهِلِيَّةِ وَفِي الْإِسْلَامِ. حتى أهل الجاهلية كانوا يعظمون هذه الشهور الأربعة. These 4 months, ذو القعدة, ذو الحجة, المحرم ورجب, they are sacred months. They supposed to be respected. And they were respected even in the time of Jahiliyyah. Even before Islam, the pagans, they used to respect these 4 months. And they are respected in Islam as well. And Allah has commanded us in the Quran that we should not wrong ourselves in these months. قال الله تعالى في سورة التوبة: إن عدة الشهور عند الله 12 شهرا في كتاب الله يوم خلق السماوات والأرض منها 4 حرم ذلك الدين القيم فلا تظلموا فيهن أنفسكم وقاتلوا المشركين كافة كما يقاتلونكم كافة وَاعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الْمُتَّقِينَ. In Surah At-Tawbah, Allah mentioned that the numbers of months are 12. From them are 12 when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the heavens and the earth. It is ordained by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From them are 4 months that are sacred. This is the right religion. So do not wrong yourselves in them, therein. يقول الشيخ ابن عثيمين رحمه الله تعالى: فقد نهانا الله سبحانه وتعالى على أن نظلم أنفسنا في هذه الشهور الأربعة. علما بأن الظلم حرام. والنهي عن الظلم في كل الأحوال وفي كل الأزمان. لكن لهذه الشهور خصوصية. ذلك أن من ظلم نفسه فيها فالظلم هنا يكون أشد. شيخ ابن عثيمين رحمه الله, he said that in this month Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forbade us from wronging ourselves. From wronging ourselves. Keep in mind that we are prohibited from wronging ourselves in any given time. Not just in these 4 months. But since Allah mentioned these 4 months, we should benefit from it, that wronging ourselves in this month is even more and greater with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ثم قال ابن عثيمين رحمه الله: كيف يظلم الإنسان نفسه؟ كيف يظلم الإنسان نفسه؟ He says, how a person will wrong himself. يظلم الإنسان نفسه بشيئين. إما ترك لما أوجب الله وإما فعل لما حرم الله. A person wrong himself by two things. Whether by neglecting and not acting upon that which Allah has made obligatory and that Allah has commanded. And a person can wrong themselves by fulfilling and acting upon that which Allah has made haram and forbidden. That's how people wrong themselves. By not fulfilling the obligations and by falling into the prohibitions. وَأَعْظَمُ مَا أَوْجَبَ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ عِبَادِهِ هُوَ التَّوْحِيدِ فَالَّذِي لَا يَعْرِفُ التَّوْحِيدِ وَلَا يُوَحِّدُ اللَّهِ لَا شَكَّ أَنَّ هَذَا ظَالِمٌ لِنَفْسِهِ وهو أشد أنواع الظلم والذي لا يتفقه في التوحيد ولا يصرف فيه الأوقات ولا يتعلمه ولا يفهمه كيف يحقق التوحيد وهو لا يفهمه ولا يعرفه فهذا كذلك والعياذ بالله ظالم لنفسه. Keep in mind that the greatest of all that which Allah has made obligatory upon us is the Tawheed. So the one who is not upon Tawheed, no doubt he's wronging himself and oppressing himself. And the one who's know the Tawheed but doesn't spend much time, person muwahid walhamdulillah, he believes in Allah but doesn't spend much time, doesn't invest some time to learn more about Tawheed in detail so that this matter, the greatest of all commands, become clear to him and to her, that person is wronging himself as well. وَأَعْظَمُ مَا نَهَى اللَّهُ عَنْهُ الشِّرْكِ وَالشِّرْكُ هُوَ أَعْظَمُ الظُّلْمِ كما قال الله تعالى إن الشرك لظلم عظيم. And the greatest of all of the prohibitions is shirk, associating partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Allah tells us in the Quran, إن الشرك لظلم عظيم. Indeed, shirk is the greatest of all forms of oppression. والنفس عباد الله أمانة عندك هذه النفس أمانة فينبغي عليك يا عبد الله رعايتها. أنت عليك رعاية هذه النفس فهي أمانة ولا تسلك بها إلا طريق الفلاح والسعادة والصلاح وتجنبها طرق الشقاء والفساد والهلاك. And keep in mind that your nafs, ya Abdullah, wa ya amat Allah, your nafs is an amana, is a trust with you. You're entrusted with your nafs. You should take good care of it. You should take good care of your nafs more than you take care of your body. Make sure that you take your nafs only in the paths and the places that will make it happy, joyful, safe, and successful. And keep yourself and your nafs, keep your own self away from any path and anything that bring you ruin, destruction, and misery. اعتني بنفسك وأتمم مكارمها فأنت بالنفس لا بالجسم إنسان. As one of the scholars make a line of poetry, قال اعتني بنفسك وأتمم مكارمها فأنت بالنفس لا بالجسم إنسان. Take good care of your soul. Purify it. Try to complete the good manners, the good etiquettes of Islam. Purify your soul. Because you are a human being due to your soul, not just due to your body. فترى بعض الناس يهتم بجسمه وينسى نفسه. Some people, they take good care of their body, but they forget to take good care of their souls. نعم عباد الله أمرنا ألا نظلم أنفسنا في هذه الشهور الأربعة الحرم التي حرمها الله سبحانه وتعالى. We are commanded, عباد الله, not to wrong ourselves, especially in these 4 months. And we are still in one of them. شهر الله المحرم. This is the first month in the Hijri calendar. By the way, we are in a new year. 1435 of the Hijrah. We do not celebrate. We don't celebrate the new year, any new year. لكن نأخذ العبر بتصرم الأوقات. Rather, we take lessons. Whenever a year goes by and another one comes, we take a lessons. What have we done in the past one? And what is our plans for the upcoming year, inshaAllah ta'ala? نحاسب أنفسنا. عباد الله هذا الشهر الذي نحن فيه المحرم عظمه الله وشرفه وشرفه رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. فقد أخرج الإمام مسلم في صحيحه من حديث أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال أفضل الصيام بعد رمضان شهر الله المحرم. فأضافه إلى الله قال شهر الله شهر الله المحرم تشريفا له وتعظيما. الإمام مسلم رحمه الله collected this hadith on the authority of Abu Huraira رضي الله عنه that the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم has said that the best fasting after Ramadan is the fasting of the month of Allah al-Muharram. He says the month of Allah al-Muharram.